I'm in a mood right now, so that's probably for the best.
Oh my god. Speaking of,
oh my god.
Ben can attest, I have been just
on something.
I've been out of it all fucking day.
I've never known this guy to bitch about anything, and today he sounds like me.
Yeah. I've been in a real fucking mood today.
It's fair.
So, my buddy Andy came over before he had to go into work to help me buy a new grill. I bought a new grill.
Oh, that's why we needed the car?
That's why I needed a truck. Well, not for this, for the part that comes after this. Because he came over with his truck.
Yep.
We drive up, we get the grill. We're turning onto 120th Street, and he took his turn a little too sharp, and the thing just fucking bounces up and flops out of the back of his fucking truck. Starts scraping down the road. So I just spent $250 on a new fucking grill, and it's shattered all over the fucking street.
Wow, Andy.
Here's the thing, though. If you had invited me with my parents' truck, then I'd have been like, we should strap this down, and we should fucking tie it down 6 weeks of Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you know what you do? You'd be like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, yeah. Look, that's part of what happened there. But I called customer service when I got home. I'm like, I explained them the situation. I'm like, this is what happened. They're like, bring it back. If we have more, we'll exchange it. I'm like, really? I'm like, yep. I'm like, dope. So I called my brother to get another truck because my buddy Andy had already gone into work. So Billy came over. So I've been salty all fucking afternoon because of that. And then I forgot to eat breakfast because of it.
Oh, so you're hangry.
Yeah.
See, that's what I said.
So Billy comes and gets me, and we go, and they exchange my grill. And actually, the one I ended up getting is nicer than the one I had.
Ooh.
Because the one I got originally had been sitting outside for like 6 weeks.
Ooh.
And the one I got today, they had just put out there after I left to replace that one. So
you should do with the power. She should have been like, oh, I fell out of a truck.
No, I told him that story, too. And that bimbo was just a dumb fucking kid. So whatever.
Anyway.
Just call the kid a bimbo.
I did just call a kid a bimbo. Fuck that kid.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. Colin's out this week with, I guess, wedding duties. I don't fucking know.
Marriage.
Oh, that's so sad. Now we're here.
Yeah.
I know. Colin's fill-in.
Colin gets to listen to his future. This is what a married couple sounds like, even though I guess he'll technically be married.
I know he's married before.
I'm joined by Mimsy and Ben, who doesn't get a fun nickname.
The Butcher of Bakersfield.
Yeah, he is the Butcher of Bakersfield. God, I love that movie.
I thought you had what's your weird thing that you have for your
Benji?
Oh no, bend over.
Oh, that's, I just use that for my online names for everything. And then sometimes in rare instances it will appear in public.
Fair enough.
And then people will laugh at me profusely. It happened down at the cafeteria where this dude would just like call me bend over constantly in front of HR people and everything. It's just like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Do you have them put that shit on your Starbucks cups?
Yeah.
All right. We're here to discuss the Electronic Entertainment Expo. It's been 2 years since there was an E3.
We thought it was gone forever.
I'm dead. I have no idea why it came back.
They probably were like, okay, listen, COVID's over. Let's make this happen. Like, let's get some hype out of it, and then we'll kill it again.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see what next year's like, because, well, here's the thing. What they were planning for last year sounded fucking terrible. Like, all of their activations and, like, fucking athletes there to fucking interact with the public, because they were trying to take it public last year.
Yeah.
So what they did this year is better than what they were going to do last year because since there was no public, it was just press conferences. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but
it was moving its way up to that. Nintendo kind of had started that with their Direct.
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of is going to that.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why I don't think E3 will last much longer, because everybody's just doing their own shit. Like, Sony didn't have anything even the week of E3, so
I still like the idea of having, you know, a planned date to release stuff, but
yeah.
I don't. So the first thing that I noticed was, you know, I yelled up to Mimsy that, you know, it's great to not hear fake cheering over shit.
Oh my God,
it's
just
directly to what they're and you know what, it also kind of moved on to, like, they're not cheering for everything, so you know what it starts to feel like? Just a big fucking commercial.
Yeah.
I'll say I watched Xboxes. I watched Square Enix. I watched the PC one. Ubisoft, I kind of, and Nintendo, I kind of breezed through because they were long and I just kind of found the footnotes.
Yeah.
But it was less of that awkward, weird, like, let's interact with the audience and be super, like, socially weird about it. And it was nice. I would say, I don't want to, like, jump the gun, but I feel like Xbox has usually been, let's just get to the point.
Yeah.
Which is the one that I think we saw first, and we're just like, ooh, this is great. Ooh, this is great. So I think we maybe had a clean palette from the get-go.
I was bored by everything.
Yeah.
Everything was repetitive. I felt like the games had all of the same feel to it.
Like, the number of games I actually care about.
Oh,
there were a few from the Xbox One that we were like...
There was a couple. I didn't even write it down, though.
That, like, my list. That Redfall looked really great.
I wrote everything I care... I can't remember which one that is.
That's the one with the...
vampires, I assume.
Yes, in the... It's a trio... Or not trio. Four people. The girl with the really big afro.
Oh, is that one of the Left 4 Deads?
Well, it's Left 4 Dead with vampires.
One of the many Left 4 Deads coming out this year?
I mean, there was two.
There's four. I can't remember all four of them. I just remember the one that matters.
Okay.
Should we just get into games?
Yeah, let's just do it. And
knock yourself out.
This is the first one I wrote down because I assume it's the only one you actually care about or have anything to say about. It was called Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
I'm excited about that.
My notes are, Mimsy's got this.
I mean, there wasn't much to say. I think I did scream, and I told Ben how
she fucking yelled, and I thought something was wrong.
I think what I'm excited about is it's not so Borderlands 3 we like, and I think it's like some of it is we need to like see it as its own game, but you know we like Borderlands 2 so much, and we're kind of sad that it's not that, and we feel like the jokes are a little flat. And with this game, it is a Borderlands character, but it's its own game.
It's its own thing.
Game.
It's,
yeah.
It's giving
we also don't know anything about it, really. But what? Go ahead.
I have nothing I'm going to share. It is a role-playing game, and it's written by the girl who... the person,
Ashley Birch.
Yeah, she's part of the writing process.
Is that Hey Ash, what you've been playing,
is,
Ashley?
Yeah, nobody knows what that is anymore, surprisingly.
If you tell people about the thing where they're playing Risk and she's America and just slaps the giant dildo down on the board... it's the best skit I've ever seen.
It's such a great web series. And her brother wrote Borderlands 2. And
oh, really?
Yeah, it was like the dude who's like she. One of my favorite ones of Hey Ash, What You Playing, which is a web series, is just the dude. She sits down next to her brother and she goes, "Hey, what you playing?" And he says, "I don't know, Lynx, blah 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 blah. This is fucking Nintendo." And he goes, "She goes, say a bunch of pretentious shit about it."
Yeah.
And then he just starts going on and on and on, and she's like, "I'm gonna go poop in your bed."
Poop.
But. I think it looks good. I'm excited to kind of have, I don't know, a fresh take.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see. Role-playing games aren't really my thing, but I might give it a shot. It might be more your style.
Maybe. I've heard the Tiny Tina shit in Borderlands 2 was funny.
It was the only good DLC, yes, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ones that are just tacked on to to kill time.
Sure.
But the Tiny Tina one actually felt like it had a story to it, and it kind of tugged on the heartstrings a little bit at the end.
Well, Ryan, that's where she said that it's related to the DLC, but it's not related. It's not Borderlands 2. It's not Borderlands.
Right.
They cut off from that, which I think is good. I'm really curious.
Well, the impression I got from the trailer is that it's going to be the same setup where it's like her dungeon mastering. So it's like a story in
That's
a story.
What it was. Yeah. That's what it was in the original.
In two,
dungeon
right.
Dungeon master, and then they just kind of narrate the whole way through.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm excited about
it. Yeah. I mean, it could be good. Who knows? We don't know anything about it.
All right. This is all actually technically from Summer Game Fest, not E3. I didn't write them all down. I started down when I started this, I was writing down every game.
No, and I did that last year, and I...
And then I got bored halfway through, and I'm like, I don't care about any of these, so I'm just going to read some game names, tell me if any of it is things you want to talk about.
I want to point out that Jeff Keighley is delightful, though.
Yeah.
He's a very good...
Look, I think if they get rid of E3, they just make the Keighleys, the Game Awards, they make that the new E3. I mean, it would have to move everything to December instead of July, but... Or they move the Keighleys to July.
Yeah.
Metal Slug Tactics, anyone?
Oh, that was one of the ones that I thought looked a little interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I can't remember a ton about it, but I remember...
It's...
The artwork I thought looked fun.
Yeah, right. And it always has been good.
Yeah, that's always been Metal Slug's thing, is they got that weird kind of, like, fucking rock and roll comic book art.
Comic book, yeah. I would say big time comic book, and that's what made the original one great, even though I never had a Nintendo.
Who's excited about Death Stranding on PS5, guys?
If I recall, this one was just... Wait, PS5?
Yeah, they're porting Death Stranding to PS5.
Just burp into the microphone?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Anyway. No, but all it was, like...
It was an FMV trailer that had nothing to do with gameplay that was going to be in the game. It was just making fun of Metal Gear Solid.
Norman Reedus looking at a box, and then he jumped in it and then left.
Yeah. It was a Metal Gear Solid tease for Death Stranding on PS. So it was nothing that you want to do, because none of that's going to be in the game, because it's the ultimate walking simulator.
Imagine being Hideo Kojima and just being like, oh, I left this place to make new stuff, and I'm going to do new artistic directions. And then you just have a trailer that's like... Remember Metal Gear?
Kojima didn't leave. He was asked to leave.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Imagine being known for just one thing.
And next on the list is...
The new Jurassic
World. Jurassic World Evolution.
I don't think it looks bad.
I don't know what it is.
It's Ark.
I had to look it up.
It's Ark for Jurassic World. No?
Like a, what's the zoo game that you
play? Zoo Tycoon?
No,
it's a zoo Planet Zoo. Dinosaurs.
Oh, sorry. When I say Ark, I mean it's...
Has dinosaurs in it?
You collect dinosaurs and you want to, like...
What do you need to take?
You need to store dinosaurs. Basically, yeah, it's like a sandboxy. Like, you are building your own world.
Yeah.
Which is my thing. And I think the first Jurassic Park was really buggy and had some development issues.
Like, yeah.
It wasn't... great, but that it didn't look bad. I might do it. I might buy it.
If you want a good dinosaur game, just play the Isle.
I know. Listen,
that does look kind of...
I know. I'm like interested.
Really should.
There was a ton of trailers on this thing that, like, I have no idea what that game is.
Yeah. No. That's all of them, and that's part of the problem, is that a lot of this stuff. I mean, it's all due to COVID. There was one at the conference that they're just like, oh my God, you guys are going to be really excited about this. It's a new developer. Wow. They don't have anything to show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
There's a game called Lost Ark it's like apparently some loot, like Diablo style loot game that's been out in Korea forever. Among Us DLC? Anybody excited for Among Us DLC?
I don't know.
Fucking blew my mind.
New hats, everybody?
They're doing it. That's such a basic game, and they're actually putting some decent effort into developing it.
It must be hard.
Yeah.
It must be like... It makes me think of the Flappy Bird game, where the developer's just like, this is too much success all of a sudden, and I need to quit because I can't handle this.
Oh.
I mean, that's kind of what happened with Among Us. It's just... You nailed it. It's a Newgrounds Flash game.
Yeah. They got way too big for its britches.
Way too big. And in fact, the shit that they're outputting is kind of impressive, because they clearly weren't ready for that amount of success.
This one has a star because I'm actually interested in it. Salt and Sacrifice.
I kind of skipped through that one.
It is a Metroid, 2D Metroid game.
There were a lot of those.
There were a lot of those, but that's okay with me because I love 2D Metroid games, and we'll get to the one that matters on the very last page.
Diablo?
No, it's a 2D. Diablo is nothing like Metroid. Metroid is a 2D platform. Oh my goodness. It's got this really cool, like, 2D paper doll pixel art. I don't know, man. It looks real pretty, and I fucking love Metroid games. So I'm very excited for that. I'm also very excited for this next game called Solar Ash. That is a That's fine. We got 3 minutes and then I'll push pause. Calm down.
Calm down. Calm down, you sons of bitches.
It's a nonverbal cue, but you're making it very verbal.
Yeah. Solar Ash was like a 3D platformer with
Solar
like this
ass?
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird, like, I don't know. It was almost like this watercolor kind of vapor wave looking fucking art style. Very fast. Like, you're basically, your chick looked like she's on rollerblades, and then she'd jump off a building and leap out like a whip and fucking grappling hook across to another platform. And it was just like a weird artsy 3D platformer that looks real, real good. If you guys didn't see it, look up Solar Ash.
Okay.
Might have missed that one.
It is a game I had never heard of.
You didn't want, did you watch the summer?
It was on the Summer Games Fest, and I think it might have been on Microsoft, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right.
Chivalry 2, anybody?
Mike's been playing that. It looks great. He's like, the most memorable line that I remember from what he's had comment, you know, he's commenting on the game. He goes, I really wish that when you cut someone's head off, you can throw it at someone else.
Yeah. I don't know, man. First person melee has never worked for me.
First person slasher is what they deemed it. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, same thing. I don't know. Doing any kind of like melee attack in first person is...
Yeah, that's what I told him is, I like Chivalry. It's great. But when you watch someone playing it, it's always the same thing.
Like,
you just the, and what I told him is the minutiae escapes me.
Right.
Like, I know that it's super fucking difficult.
Right.
But I just don't.
This has always been my problem with Elder Scrolls is that I don't want to swing a sword in first person.
Yeah.
Nope. So, I don't know.
Or, yeah, what's the other one? Skyrim?
Yeah, I mean. I
don't fucking care.
Right. All right, we're going to push pause. Yeah. I'm going to push pause. And we're back. Like, no time has passed, and this is all getting edited out. Not getting edited out. I don't edit.
It's like, you don't edit this part out.
The secret is I don't edit. Mimsy, I'm going to need you to put that microphone back in your face.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, don't put your face in the pop filter. Gross.
Put your face all over the lick.
Ew.
Collins spit.
Ugh.
Next up was a game called Planet Alana that was like a watercolor side scroller. It looked like a pretty version of Limbo.
Oh, yeah.
Was it black and white?
No, this one was really colorful.
There was a black and white one that I thought.
There were a handful of Limbo likes, and this was one of them. But this one was all like some fancy watercolor style. They had a name for it. I can't remember, but it was very pretty, very colorful, but like had weird Limbo monsters and looked like that kind of side-scrolling, very light, puzzly action type game.
I'm totally not looking at these games as you're talking about them to make sure I know what you're talking about.
That's fair. You want me to hesitate for a second after I say each name so you have time? I don't know how fast your phone is.
It's fine.
You won't need to look.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm telling you, the summer in Ubisoft, I just kind of...
That's fair.
I watched a highlight reel and I kind of skimmed through it.
This next one, I plan when... I don't know if it was coming out this year or next year, but when it comes out... I expect both of you to buy this so we can play it for like an entire 12 hours of my extra life stream.
What's that?
Back for Blood, which is Left 4 Dead 3, but because they're not at Valve anymore, it's called Back 4 Blood.
Okay.
It's literally Turtle Rock, who made Left 4 Dead 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They all left Valve and kept making a Left 4 Dead game.
That's awesome.
I hated the zombies in it.
Yeah?
When I was watching it, it looked like they were... players. It
yeah.
looked like they were attacking other players.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
I'll get it. We should get other people to do that, though, because she's got no interest in first-person shooters. Right?
I mean, she plays the only game that she likes.
Borderlands?
Borderlands. Borderlands is a first-person shooter.
I'm pretty bad at it.
She's
terrible at
it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the problem. It's not that she doesn't like them. It's that she'll be a hindrance to our... we need somebody to save out of closets, and boom, there we go. I loved Left 4 Dead 1 and 2. I fucking love those games.
I understand the love for it. I'm not good at it.
That's
too
fine.
Much shit to hit. Like, there, it's a fucking overload of everything that's going on.
I play that game so much, I'd play like on the hardcore mode where it's like you have to shoot headshots to kill the zombies.
Yeah. No, I know people that are super into that, so we should invite them instead.
All right. I won't make you play if you don't want. Oh, here's one of the other Left 4 Dead games. This one's kind of like a cross between Left 4 Dead and Dead by Daylight. Evil Dead the game.
That actually was my favorite one of the entire show.
Yeah?
It looked fantastic. And it, the fact that they got Bruce to narrate it was great.
It's Bruce Campbell. The other characters in there are either from, like, the chick and the Mexican dude are from the show.
Yep.
If you watched...
no, I didn't.
Evil Ash versus the Evil Dead. Hmm. Dude, are you an Evil Dead fan or an Army of Darkness fan?
Not super huge. I love Bruce. I think he's a great actor. I think
he has a lot of fun. You should watch those movies.
All right. I'll give it a shot. But
they're silly. They're campy. They're low-budget, campy 80s horror, but... They're completely... The first one, not so much. The first one was trying to be serious. The second one is just, hey, Bruce Campbell, go sit alone in this cabin and be fucking campy as shit. Right. Be wacky Bruce Campbell. He gets into a fight with his own hand for like 20 minutes.
No. That's the only one I've seen. Yes. Okay. That's the only one I've seen. I got to walk something back. That's the one that I thought the zombies look like other people.
Oh, yeah. That's because they're deadites. They're not zombies.
Right. And... That escapes me because I've only seen the first one. And
okay.
I've seen clips of the other ones. But yes, Evil Dead, that whichever, what's it called? Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's called Evil Dead the Game.
Evil Dead the Game. That was my favorite. That was the one that surprised me the most and the one I'm most excited for.
Well, then fuck Back 4 Blood then. Let's play Evil Dead the Game.
Sure. Okay. I haven't really played a zombie game, but I would be interested in doing that.
I was watching it. I'm like, all right. They got all the things I want. There's Eric the Red for some reason. This looks fun. And then fucking Evil Ash shows up at the end. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's Evil Ash. The weird, fucked up, like, crater-faced monster with the skull helmet that pops out of the ground at the end and has a big sword. That's an Evil Ash clone.
Oh, I thought that was just the villain.
It is.
The guy who's the dick.
He's the villain in Army of Darkness. But he's also... Ash splits in half in Army of Darkness, and that's Evil Ash.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
Watch Army of Darkness. Just watch Army of Darkness, and if you enjoy it, watch the series.
Okay.
And then we'll play the shit out of that game, and you'll get all the references.
I'm down.
Sweet.
I'm just going to spoil the beginning of the series because it's fucking hilarious. So the series is a sequel to the movies.
Right. And the first one was meant to be serious, but ends up being hilarious because it's just...
No, I mean the TV series.
Oh, okay.
Is like it's complete camp by then. But the TV series is a direct sequel to the three movies.
Right. Okay.
And the first one, and so it's Ash, it's Bruce Campbell, and he's, you know, mid-50s, just fucking piece of shit, burnout.
Okay, yeah.
And he picks up this skank at a bar and brings her back to his trailer.
Nice.
And then the whole kickoff is he promises to read her some poetry. So he's digging through his bookshelf and pulls out
the Necronomicon
and starts reading her Kandarian demon summoning passages to try to get in her pants.
That's fucking great.
And that's what starts the whole fantastic. Series. It's such a good show. And then the big reveal of the whatever this fucking the Summer Game Fest was this game called Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah. And he's like... Oh my God, guys, it's coming, this thing. And it's like, what the fuck?
It's Celtic Souls. It's Celtic Souls. It looks kind of fun. There's giant boss fights. I've never been a big Souls guy.
Yeah, it did look like.
I mean, it's from the studio.
Right. I definitely got that vibe from it.
It's the next game from the Demon Souls guys.
Great.
It looks pretty. If I could get into those games, that'd be great. I just, they play like shit to me. Next thing I watched was Ubisoft.
Are we not going to talk about Far Cry?
Oh, I have that written down in the Ubisoft one.
Oh. That's Ubisoft.
Oh, they did it in a Summer Game.
They did it. There's a lot of shit that was in both. And
it
some of the
it was in everything. I mean,
they've
been talking about it for a while. Just in general.
The first thing I've written down, I only wrote down three things from fucking Ubisoft because I just, by this point, I'm like, I don't care about any of this. I don't care about Just Dance.
So he didn't see, I do want to talk about something because he didn't watch Ubisoft.
All right.
There's a trailer that he and I both liked.
Yeah.
Mario versus Rabbids did it first.
What?
Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I already know what she's talking about. My favorite one of the whole. And like my favorite. I don't know what you call them. Do you call them trailers?
Yeah.
Like, my favorite. It broke the fourth wall super hard.
Yeah. But basically, what happened was when we watched the first one.
Yeah, so Outer Worlds 2.
Okay.
Their whole thing was like beautiful landscape that isn't actually generated. So Mario versus Rabbids did the same thing. They're like, hand comes out, grabs like it. Yeah, I literally know,
but who gives a shit about Raving Rabbids?
I don't know. It had the whole galaxy thing going on. It right there from all those people that are like Mario Galaxy, they just were like, ooh, let's get those suckers in here.
Everything's been taken from anything at any point. Like it's just, it doesn't really matter. The thing is that I just mentioned before,
yeah,
like maybe three or four trailers before, we were watching something, the Xbox one together, and I go, this shit's ridiculous. They're all the same things. They all play that sound when shit gets really serious.
Everybody just does the fucking Inception sound now.
The Inception sound. Yeah, that's a great word for it.
Yeah.
And I'm just, this is fucking ridiculous. And then lo and behold, Outer Worlds came in. They narrate the whole thing.
And they make fun of game trailers.
Yeah, they made sound of every game trailer through a fourth wall break, and then they did it themselves. It was so great. Funny. I was crying from laughing so hard. I was. You didn't see me crying?
Oh, no. Because I was literally sitting there howling, crying.
Ben doesn't notice you crying from laughing, from crying from his constant abuse, so he can't tell the difference.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah. One of these days, Alice.
Goddamn.
No, I wish I would have thought sooner, because his laughing and his hysterics towards it was pretty funny, and it was just his reaction was really good.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
That was probably the best trailer in my opinion.
Yeah, that was a real good trailer.
I mean, didn't tell you jack shit, but it was the finger on the nose. It was,
well,
that's what every damn trailer is. You never get what you expect, and they were like, yep.
I mean, that game is... it's going to be the same thing as the first one, right?
I don't know what the first one is.
It's Far Cry in space. Or not Far Cry, sorry. Fallout. Fallout in space.
Jackass.
Ooh.
It's literally... like it's like a Fallout 3 game. But probably.
It's just dialogue heavy. It's statistic-based. It's really hard to describe what Fallout is. It's a first-person...
RPG.
RPG.
It's kind of similar to Mass Effect, but in first person, I guess, would be the closest.
That's why I love it so much.
Yeah.
I like RPGs that are, like, really direct.
Yeah.
Not something that's fucking top down. I can't handle those. But third person, first person, yeah. And I really liked Outer Worlds, but it's a part of my... I must have 50 games that I've probably started in my entire life, got right to the end of them, and just never finished them.
Yeah.
And that's one of them where it's just like you become overpowered and just I fucking quit because I get tired of not being challenged.
All right, so Ubisoft, there's one game I guarantee you that's not on your list.
Yeah.
I guess Mario versus and Rabbids.
Yeah.
Too, but there's another one that I kind of like that's probably not on your list, but go ahead and say yours.
The first one is the only reason I really wanted Ben over here, because I wanted to talk to him about this one. Rainbow Six Extraction, Ben, what do you think?
I didn't see it.
It's so Rainbow
what
Six
a hot take.
Rainbow Six Extraction is all the operators from Rainbow Six.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No. In a co-op, like... I don't know if it's narrative based, but it's like, it's not exactly like a Left 4 Dead game because it's like rainbow type tactics, but it's you and four guys with abilities and shit, and you're killing these weird zombie aliens and rescuing operatives.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks a ton of fun.
They've had that in the past where it's they're alien zombie type bullshit.
Yeah, that
was a part of it.
This is based on that, and it's a full blown out game. It's a tactical co-op.
Go ahead and tell me how that's useful when probably four of your characters are based around cameras.
Well, then fuck those characters. You don't play as them. You just play as Sledge.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to, how in the fuck are you going to play a game that's like, I'm going to fight these aliens with my little remote-controlled drone.
I'm betting the remote-controlled drones turn into some kind of weapons or recon... Like, I bet they change their abilities. It's just the characters that they're moving in. I bet they have update. And I bet you have more than one ability per, too. I bet it's going to be kind of... like, you know, everything has fucking Dota controls now, with so you have, like, three normals and an ult.
I don't.
I bet it has that.
I've never wanted to use the R word more. while recording this.
I mean, we use it all the time.
It's fucking retarded.
Or actually, we've been saying differently abled lately because I said retarded on my wrestling podcast and Andy's sister-in-law got cross with us.
Nice.
I think she's also a... I think she's a teacher.
A differently abled.
Yeah. Also, she's differently abled.
I don't know you, so whatever.
I think the game looks fun.
Oh, yeah, games.
I think, look into Rainbow Six Extraction. Tell me what you think, because I was like, I might play that with Ben if he's into it. Just watch the trailer, man. Mm. Watch some of the gameplay. Tell me what you think.
Don't knock until you tried it.
Yeah, look at least look into it for me.
I'm just salty.
I know. I've met you.
When aren't you?
Far Cry 6, anyone?
I thought that looked interesting. I mean, it was a Far Cry, but he was saying how he didn't like 5. I said, well, yeah, because that was, like, easy. That was America, you know, we had a different president, and I think that appealed more to...
I don't think anybody liked 5 because we were the bad guys in it.
Yeah.
Ben specifically was the bad guys in it because it was a bunch of fucking crazy gun preppers.
Yeah. What's the problem? Let them do their self. They're doing their thing.
Yeah. Just stay out of Montana. What's the big deal?
The heart of America.
I thought it, I was like, okay, well, this one's back out in the
Cuba.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Cuba. It's fake Cuba.
Yeah. But literally
it's got Gus Fring as fake Castro and I'm all over
what
that.
What is his name? He's got a really normal sounding name, but
Gus Fring.
You wrote down Gus Fring. That's fine.
I can't.
But he literally states that, of course, it's modeled after...
Moff Tarkin? Would Moff Tarkin work better than Gus Fring for you?
Whatever. Alliteration. I don't know. What? Who is that?
Moff Tarkin?
Who the fuck is Moff Tarkin?
It's that that guy plays a character in The Mandalorian called Moff Tarkin. He's the... Have you watched The Mandalorian? He's the
we
guy
fucking
with the,
turn that shit... Right the fuck off.
Oh, you didn't enjoy it?
No. Fuck no, man. The first episode was fantastic.
Yeah.
I might try Loki, though. Loki looks... Everyone's saying Loki looks sounds good, so...
Yeah.
I'm just sorry.
No, you're fine. That's... I mean, it's okay. Far Cry. What's your game?
Two Point Campus.
Oh, okay.
I really liked Two Point Hospital.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's just a sandboxy builder.
Right.
Right up my alley, just building and seeing how far you can go.
It's like a tycoon game thing, right?
Yeah, it is. And I'm or like a sim. Ooh, that looks fun. They need one for shelters.
Yeah.
Because I would just love to do that.
Shelters?
Yeah, like an animal shelter.
Fallout shelter?
Oh, I was going to say, there's Fallout shelter.
No. No, they need a 2-point, like...
It's free to play.
Animal shelter.
Fair enough. I mean, you can do experiments on the people like it's an animal shelter. Try out Fallout Shelter. It might be exactly what you want. Breeding. You can breed.
No. All right. Are we getting to Xbox?
You don't want to talk about the Avatar game?
Oh.
That was a joke. That was a joke. I wrote down Avatar looks dumb.
I mean, really, truthfully, that should have been made a game when the first movie came out. Because, I mean, the premise of Avatar can easily be made into a game, and now it's... What?
It was made into a game.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but everybody forgot that, just like everybody forgot that fucking movie, because that movie was garbage. The movie was beautiful garbage. It was a...
Disney really... Actually, now that I'm going to say this out loud, now that I'm thinking... Disney,
can you say it in your mic?
God. Disney really kind of stuck their fingers into a few games, like more games than usual. And that, I mean, Avatar is now Disney. My favorite is how
Disney stick your fingers in
once
there.
We get to Guardians of the Galaxy, I have some words on that one.
Oh, yeah. okay, so Xbox / Bethesda, because Xbox bought, because Microsoft bought Bethesda. And I completely forgot that.
It got rid of hearing about every fucking elder thing for an hour.
Yeah.
So there was only like two elder things.
Starfield, guys? Anybody?
I missed that one. I walked in a little, like, after the first
good
10
for
minutes.
You. Good to know. They showed nothing.
Okay.
They showed, the trailer was a fucking FMV trailer. It's Skyrim in space. That's all you need to know. It's Skyrim. In space. I'm sure it'll be great. It's a Bethesda game. Mm-hmm. I'll be interested to see how big they make the galaxy, and once you get into the galaxy, how expansive each of the planets are.
There's only one thing they announced in the Xbox conference that I just got so hype about.
Was it Stalker 2?
Payday 3?
That refrigerator looks hella dope.
Stalker 2? I don't know how it's Stalker 2.
Welcome to the joke for the last week in the household.
I don't know if it's only Stalker 2, since there were three at least that I know of, because there's Stalker, Stalker Clear Skies, and Stalker Fall of Pripyat.
I don't know why you get to call it Stalker 2. There's been like a fucking million of them.
That's kind of my... It looks really cool. I've always wanted to get into the Stalker games. I own a bunch of them, but like they've always played like shit.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
It's always been a cool... Just Russian Fallout, basically.
Yeah, it was a good trailer. Like,
yeah,
that was entertaining.
Couldn't
read the subtitles though.
There's a game called Contraband.
Oh, I thought that looked interesting.
I have no idea what was going on. It was co-op.
It was very vague.
Yeah.
But I said that looked interesting, like kind of like a Fallout or not Fallout, a Far Cry.
Yeah.
Maybe feel. I'm trying to think of the one that I kept saying, "Ooh, you might like." That one.
Sea of Thieves, anybody?
Oh my gosh. I think that's so fun that there's the Disney. I love that they're adding
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's about time.
I think that's gonna add an extra interesting mix to that dynamic.
I really think Sea of Thieves is a great game. Yeah.
I think it looks like something that I wish I wanted to play. But it looks
like Tarkov. I watch Tarkov all the time. I'm never gonna touch the fucking game.
Like I like the teams working on the boat bits. I wish the game was just that. I wish it was just 4-player boat combat.
I mean,
I don't
they exist.
I think all the shit where like you get off the boat and you're just swinging swords at skeletons for a half an hour.
Yeah.
Looks boring.
Yep.
But then when you got guys struggling between the steering wheel and the sails and like they have to like, well, fuck, man, there's 4 of us, but we got 5 positions. We got to try to.
Yeah, basically, it's just giving you more than you can handle on any ship.
I guess that's what I'm saying, Ben, is we should play more Bridge Crew. that's really what I'm saying here.
Yeah, basically. That's fine with me. Yeah, you know, just getting my eyes blown out by a white bug.
They fixed that.
Oh, okay, great.
Ben, they fixed it.
Wow.
They actually patched that game and fixed that bug, believe it or not.
It is a good game. Really, Star Trek Bridge Crew, and the fantastic part about it is if you like Star Trek and if you like... what's the VR game that you... VR chat.
Yeah.
If you just like talking with random people.
Yeah.
It's the most fun you'll ever have.
It's great.
Didn't I accuse like a 13-year-old of masturbating too much at some point?
I believe that happened.
Why would you say that for other people to hear?
Hold on, let me write down the time.
That is
code.
Not... That's not illegal, but you know.
Battlefield 2042.
Oh God, I heard it's really good. It looked great.
It looks so fucking boring. I can't... Like, I fell so hard into Battlefield 1 until we couldn't play together. And I cannot muster up the slightest bit of enthusiasm for Battlefield 2042. Like, I can't...
Word.
Why can't you guys play it together?
EA.
Oh, yeah. We uninstalled Battlefield.
Yeah.
Trevor uninstalled Battlefield.
I uninstalled it, and I canceled my EA play.
Fair. That's smart. Admirable.
Because of EA?
EA's servers were so shitty that we could...
It took an hour to join a game together.
Right. We'd spend an hour logging in and logging out, trying to join the game, getting fucking the game locking up. Then
black
for some reason,
for a menu,
we couldn't see each other online. We'd all be in a party together.
Oh, yeah.
And
quitting the whole game, reloading.
And it was
sometimes
like,
the game wouldn't load.
Like, I could see Ben...
Here's the thing. If it was a consistent problem that you could work around...
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'll deal with that
shit
all day. It was always something fucking different.
Like, we'd be in a party, and I'd be able to see Ben, and Ben would be able to see the third guy, and the third guy would be able to see me, but not the other way around. Like, Ben couldn't see me, I couldn't see the third guy, and the third guy couldn't...
Basically.
And then when we tried to join a game, it would pull, like, 2 of our party into the game and not the third one.
Yep.
Oh, that's...
And
awesome.
Then the third one's trying to join
fucking
in on that.
Oh, EA... Okay, so no one likes Battlefield.
No, which is too bad.
To talk about the 6 is just... So the dude, by the way, we were talking about... We've already talked about this previously, where they integrated where you jump out of an F-35.
Yeah.
Shoot down another plane with your rocket launcher and then jump back into your F-35. Watched a video of a dude who did that. Yeah. He basically started that trend, and the dude just lost his shit melting down. And that's cool.
When it's a game mechanic?
When it's a company that's like embracing something that their community did and making it a part of the game, go fuck yourself. It's less cool.
12 minutes is some weird time loop game that looks kind of fun.
This we talked about this last time we were here 2 years
almost
ago.
Certainly. Bro, most of these games we talked about 2 years ago.
I mean, it's cool. It's like a very Stanley Parable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you repeat the same thing until you.
I mean, that some people like that.
Yeah, it looks neat.
I felt like that was a game you would do at potentially.
That's definitely like an opener for Extra Life. Yeah. Good call. Okay. Next up is
good thinking.
Next up is my most hyped game of the entire E3 Games Fest weekend.
Somerville?
Nope. Psychonauts 2!
Oh, yeah.
Fucking August 25th, Psychonauts 2 is coming. Speaking of games we've talked about probably for the last 5 fucking years, bro, Psychonauts 2 is coming out.
That was my first comment was, I thought this already came out.
Yeah, he literally said that. He's like, Psychonauts 3, wait, 2?
So shortly after Kickstarter became a huge big deal, Double Fine started their own version of Kickstarter called, I don't know,
Drop Starter.
Whatever the fuck it was called.
Run Starter.
Where if you put enough money into it, you could buy equity in the game. So basically you could actually invest in the game instead of just kickstarting it.
That makes sense, actually.
And Psychonauts 2 was the first game put onto there. And I'm pretty sure that entire service, after funding like 4 or 5 other games that have since come out, has now gone tits up and isn't a thing anymore. Mm. And finally, Psychonauts 2 is coming out. I don't know if you guys played Psychonauts 1.
I watched a Let's Play of it.
I fucking love Psychonauts. It's one of my favorite games of all time. It's so fucking charming. It's so fucking funny. The whole thing is like a really well-written Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh, maybe I'll have to play it. Is it on PC?
It really is entertaining. Okay.
It's very fun.
In fact, you would like it. That it's a bit of a platformer, though, right?
It's a 3D platformer. It's not terribly difficult.
I mean, you like Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
I really do think you should play it.
Is it anything? I don't know. I get the vibe that it's like.
It's adorable.
Quantum Conundrum? Mm-hmm. Not exactly. It's kind of got some of that sense of humor and art style, I guess. Here's the setup. You're a little kid at psychic day camp.
Okay.
And all the levels are you go to psychic class with your different counselors and you go inside of their head. And so whatever their personality is, so like the main counselor is this military guy. So you go in and the whole thing is a battlefield and that's like the training level.
You're giving away way too much.
The first level.
Think about it like this. You go to
Day camp.
You go to astronaut camp and then people from NASA show up and tell you how it really is. And then you fucking actually start.
If it goes on the summer sale, I'll buy it.
And it's got some of the funny, like the entire levels are jokes and they're so goddamn funny.
Okay.
So yeah,
I'll give it a shot.
You should play Psychonauts. Then you'll be hyped for August 25th. Like I am. Here's one just to age everybody, just so you can feel like the grandmas and grandpas that you are. Mm-hmm. Skyrim is 10 years old this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Wow, that started when I first started teaching. Crazy.
Skyrim came out in November 2011.
Oh, wow.
10 years of Skyrim. Skyrim came out the month I bought my house. Fun fact, me and my house and Skyrim.
Oh, so when I met you, you had only just first gotten this house.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I'd been here for like less than a year.
Interesting.
Yep.
Today.
The only time I've ever seen Skyrim was at my buddy's house, and I drank an entire, like, half of a fifth of Jameson.
It's fun.
I still was crotchety and angry about it.
I've never finished it, but I mean, it's fun to fuck around in for a while. There's a game called Party Animals that looks like a boring physics game. No? Somerville is the other Limbo-inspired game.
Yeah, I thought you... I don't know. We were talking about that. And he's like, ooh, some of it looks really creepy. I'm like, that's like a Trevor game.
Yeah, I will definitely pick up anything Limbo-like. I will definitely pick up and play on Extra Life streams.
There was one that looked like Limbo-like. It had the whole black and white.
Yeah, I can't remember what that was.
Oh,
I
don't even, Silk.
I didn't even have that one written down.
God, I remembered it. Ooh, yay, but, recall. Yeah, it looked really. It was on the PC. It was on the PC one.
Halo.
What?
Halo.
Halo.
Like an angel.
Halo Infinite. Master Chief.
You thought it looked interesting.
Oh well, the only thing that interested me from a social aspect is that they're making it free to play.
Yeah, the multiplayer is free. I'll tell you what.
Just the multiplayer?
Yeah, yeah.
The single. I thought they said the single was.
No, they're charging for the single player. It's basically split into two games. They're giving away multiplayer for free and then charging for single player when it comes out, which is an interesting gambit, and I like it.
Actually, just watched a summary of how Xbox nearly died when the Xbox One came out and how badly they fucked that up.
Yeah.
So I think they're taking a page from that.
Yeah.
Just people fucking hate what was going on.
Yeah.
So just make it free to play.
Right. Well, I tell you what. I don't give a shit about... I wrote down here, I haven't cared in 20 years because I've not given a shit about Halo since Halo 1. I loved Halo 1.
Yep.
Haven't cared ever since.
2 was good. But actually, 3 was good too, but after they...
Sure, they were fine.
After they left Bungie, it just... I recently played those... Just a couple months ago, and then we jumped to 4, and I go, I fucking hate this. I can't tolerate this. I'm angry.
But I tell you what.
Not for Halo.
For free?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Halo 4. I quit playing it. I couldn't stand it.
I thought that was Metal Gear.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is a perfect game. I won't have you besmirching it.
No, I played 5. Okay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You played...
I played Solid recently, and I absolutely loved it.
I don't recall you playing Halo.
I started 2, and it just didn't work on the PC very well.
Okay. Look, we're not talking about 20-year-old games here. We're talking about Halo.
Yeah, we got a big list to get through.
Halo, I don't know. I'll probably play the multiplayer because it's free. Otherwise, I wouldn't even consider touching it. That's my takeaway from Halo.
Done.
Diablo 2 still looks boring as shit.
Yeah, that was odd.
Just anything, like most of this shit was top down, and that's why I have nothing to say here. I've clearly said nothing this whole time. Interrupting.
Nothing to say. I thought Party Animals looked fun and cute. But I'm
great. It's been out for like 5 months.
Really? That weird, boring physics game where you just kind of... This looks like a shitty...
Gang Beast clone. And Slime Rancher. Those are my two that I'm like, ooh.
Slime Rancher. That's fair. That's not my bag, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, Builder.
Plague Tale Requiem was a game where rats were like... There was like a river of rats.
Oh, yeah, that was the plague. The plague.
Sure rats.
It was just a river of rats.
Concerned. I always... It's never confirmed.
Yeah,
I always assumed they were rats.
No idea what that game is, but there was a river of rat.
No fucking clue. Nothing.
More Far Cry. Far Cry's coming out this year. That's crazy. October for Far Cry. Slime Rancher 2. I have that written down.
Yeah.
You vacuum up slides and put them into little pens.
That's great.
Yeah. We have one, and this will be 2. It's just really cute.
Stupid snowboarding game. Nobody gives a shit.
Oh, we thought that looked neat. Actually,
thought that was kind of cool.
Okay, so shredding, guys. Tell me about snowboarding games.
Is it shredding or shredding? What? Because they kept putting the word twice in really edgy fonts.
Shredding.
What I have written down here is who cares?
Okay, but hear me out. What's the last snowboarding game that you remember?
SSX Tricky,
yes.
Because of the theme song.
Because it's fucking, it's tricky to, yeah, but it's fucking over the top and it's crazy and it's insane. Okay, fine. People who like snowboarding might enjoy it. It looks like skate.
Yeah, but I have written down here.
Who cares? Snowboarders care.
You know what? I forgot that your opinion is the only one that matters.
I'm just fucking with you.
No, let's move on.
Are you into snowboarding games?
I like snowboarding.
Yeah.
I enjoy the idea of racing games, and
I've never been able to get into
It like, looks really, it looks like the most down-to-earth snowboarding game you've ever seen. Yeah,
that's fair.
He was super into the idea that it was, it wasn't, it was more realistic than like...
It was more skate than Tony Hawk.
Than wild and crazy, let's make unrealistic. If we, like, if we can talk about realistic games, that Forza, I can never say it.
Oh yeah, I don't think I wrote Forza down anywhere because I don't give a shit about Forza.
God, Forza and Flight Simulator. God, they're pretty games.
Racing games, racing games and sports games, they do nothing for me. I usually
just feel like the racing game can that almost looks therapeutic because
the cool thing about Forza
if the quality can upkeep with the Horizon and all that. God, I feel like it'd be worth it, especially if you have one of those big,
like wraparound monitors.
Yeah, those huge monitors. Oh man, it's so pretty. It'd be like therapeutic, taking a drive without actually going anywhere. Yeah.
That's actually one of. See, I hate racing games, but I love GTA 5 for just that reason.
You liked that they paid attention to the detail.
I'll just get into GTA 5. I'll get on the interstate. And I'll just, because the interstate loops around the entire island, around the outside edge. And I'll just loop around for, I'll just sit there for 2 or 3 hours driving down the interstate in GTA 5.
You're completely senile.
Yeah, I know.
And then Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
The update looked good.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool that they're making Flight Simulator games again.
I wish he'd get into it, but he's nervous it's going
to
be too hard.
I said to her, like, go ahead.
You don't want Ben to get into it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to buy a HOTAS. He's going to buy a fucking cockpit.
That's exactly what
I could use it. Ben's buys it. I use it.
So here's what you do. You get all this money for your wedding. You go down to the courthouse. You buy a $25 fucking marriage license.
And scratch off tickets.
And you spend the rest of that money on a HOTAS and fucking simulation cockpit.
We can use.
Thanks. Thanks, wedding gift.
That the people that are giving us the gift but aren't coming to the wedding,
just buy
for that.
Just buy a fucking big giant fucking training cockpit.
Send it to them and be like, "Hey, look what you got us
for Jesus." there's
but,
a game,
but the refrigerator. When are we talking about the dope ass refrigerator?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I love refrigerators.
You didn't see at the end? They're introducing a fucking Xbox refrigerator that holds like maybe 4 cans of something.
You didn't see that? They've been talking about it for a while.
I missed it somehow.
It's a refrigerator. It's a
forced meme is what it is.
Yeah, that sounds retarded.
It's 110%. I mean,
that sounds specially abled.
110%.
Refrigerator, it looks like a console. Stop. I have Atomic Heart written down next. It's a first-person game with robots. No info again.
There's nothing, yeah.
None of these games have any info.
Yeah, the only one I really, really liked was the one that I thought looked interesting was Redfall.
What?
Redfall was, we talked about it earlier.
That was the last one.
Oh, okay.
Replaced in some weird side-scrolling game with a ton of hobo violence.
So Condemned?
Yeah, but 2D. It was like a 2D side-scroller, all the dudes were like...
That narrows it down.
All the characters were like pixel art, but almost like hyper realistic pixel art. But then the backgrounds were like photorealistic. It was a weird fucking aesthetic.
There was one that had really good animation, even though it was really low quality resolution. That actually did look good. I don't know if it's the one we're talking about because it was fucking a million of.
There's like a million of every type. There's like 4 game types and just 100 of each.
They just repeated them. Yeah.
Here's another one that might be fun for the group of us to play. Grounded.
Yeah, that looked fun.
Looks like a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, a survival game.
Oh, I said a Bug's
Fuck
Life.
Fuck off, dude. That's just Ark.
Yeah, but Ark, but in a piece of shit. You're a tiny thing in a giant world. Ark where you can be you can camp in a Lego block maybe or get an Oreo cookie to ride an ant around. I loved Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Fuck you. Rick Moranis is a genius.
Who's Rick Moranis?
I don't know if this is a bit. I can't tell with I can never tell with you if it's a bit or not because you don't. You're not really pop culture connected.
If you hadn't called me out on it, I would have fucking staved it the whole way through.
Guys, Among Us keeps coming up.
Yeah.
We already talked about that.
All right. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this one. Yoda Chronicle. It looks like Octopath Traveler. It's this tilt shift anime RPG. I don't know.
Octodad?
Iuden Chronicle Rising.
Oh, yes, that one.
See, this is why I'm having my phone out.
It looks like Octopath Traveler. Nobody cares.
I brought my laptop last time, and it served no purpose, so at least you're using it.
The Ascent was an isometric cyberpunk shooter. I don't care about isometric games. I just can't. I cannot get into an isometric game for the most part.
What is isometric, remind me?
Diablo.
Oh, okay.
Three quarters top down.
Okay. That was a side-scroller that we thought the art looked really nice because it looked like hyper-realism.
Oh, yeah. That was the one I was thinking of just a
moment
ago.
What game
is that? The Yuiden.
Oh.
Yeah, it actually... That's the only one.
Yeah, it looks cool, but it's like, I don't know. It's a JRPG, so maybe it'll be good.
Yeah.
Then Outer Worlds 2. Mm-hmm. We talked a bunch about that, but
great.
That trailer was great.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Trailer winner of the year.
My notes are I should check out the first one.
You really should.
I don't know why I never played it. Oh, Flight Simulator Horizon 5 were then.
Horizon. Bring me the Horizon.
And then Redfall, open world, multiplayer, shooter. You got abilities. You got vampires.
Yeah, you can put people in there. I don't know. I think I liked it because it had like a Borderlands-y vibe to it.
My notes here were post-apocalyptic Borderlands game.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic vampire Borderlands game.
If you'd be interested.
That's the only one I was surprised for. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're surprised because it's fresh. It's a fresh first-person shooter, and they have, like... I mean, we obviously didn't see gameplay, but they had, like, an actual, like, thing to it versus anything that looked like it had content. Just were like, here's a picture.
Yeah.
Here's a moment of talking. But that had, like...
It
like,
showed what the game was.
Yeah, what some of the abilities might be. I don't know. I loved the vibe and the, like, it had a lighthearted feeling to it, but also kind of serious. I don't know. I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
I was interested.
There is just so much shit that was shown here that was, that didn't show anything. It was just like a fucking, just a cinematic trailer with no information that, it's nice that some of this shit... You know what didn't show up that I'm curious about from last year? When they were doing announcements over the summer that weren't E3 last year? There was this game that was like all H.R. Geiger artwork and like...
That came out.
What was it called?
Lust from Beyond?
No. I don't remember what it was called.
That was it.
You didn't see me playing it?
I bought it.
It wasn't called Lust from Beyond. It had a different name. I'll look it up. It doesn't matter.
The one with the sex people?
Why don't you pause it and figure it
out? Oh my God. All right, hold on. Scorn is what it was called.
Yes.
They didn't show anything about what it was last year except for a bunch of H.R. Geiger artwork and H.R. Geiger spines penetrating H.R. Geiger orifices.
So there is actually a pretty big trailer on it. It looks great. It looks like it's nothing but that H.R. Geiger shit.
Yeah.
The other one that I was talking about, Lust from Beyond, is Lovecraft and H.R. Geiger. It's just brutal, filthy, disgusting shit. But the whole problem is with Lust from Beyond is it was a really entertaining game.
Yeah.
But what would happen is when you took damage, which sometimes you just couldn't avoid.
Yeah.
The screen would stretch, and it is the only game. It would stretch and then go. It goes horizontal and vertical, and it's the only game that's ever made me feel ill.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's not fun, but
no,
I was really enjoying it up until then.
Right on. All right, Square Enix.
I watched it. I could not. Granted, I'm so thankful it was a short.
Yeah.
But it's all, it was all anime.
Guardians of the Galaxy was Squeenix.
Oh, that's right. The fucking Guardians of the Galaxy was in there. God, what a weird.
I think that game looks fun.
But I feel like, I don't know. Okay, I don't know games or Marvel and comic books enough to know.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're like, listen, there's that Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel shit that's done really well.
Yeah.
We're going to take it and make it like the Walmart version of it.
Well, here's the thing. They weren't going to pay the licensing rights for likenesses of actors. They weren't going to pay an extra $1 million so they could make Chris Pratt in the game.
Right, but then they basically made Chris Pratt.
So they just made a fucking... They made Vanilla Ice instead with his stupid douchey hair. I think that's what he looks like in the comics closer, but... I mean, they did the same thing like with that Gamora's, Avengers game that came out last year.
I like Gamora's, like, black eye thing. Yeah. That's cool. But...
I think the game looks super fun. It kind of looks Mass Effect-ish.
I could see that the game would be fun. I was just so taken back by them trying so hard for it to look like what we know to be Guardians of the Galaxy, and then to have it be like
I wish they would have just
knockoff version of it.
I wish they had just leaned all the way into the comic book aesthetic instead of trying to mimic the movies at all.
Can we have a Mass Effect themed wedding?
Can I have a Mass Effect groom's cake?
Please. Cake, is that a fucking thing?
Yeah, remember Andrew had the weird
the wife's sprayer? Cake is the big shitty decorative. The groom usually just gets a birthday cake. Literally.
Listen, I've got some things up my sleeve that you're gonna like that I'm not gonna tell you. So
anyway, it's a single player action adventure game, looks kind of like Mass Effect, a little bit of DMC in there. It looks very fun. It's coming out this year, this October is gonna be fucking busy. But you should look into Guardians, Ben, if you didn't watch that trailer. You might dig it.
Right now.
Final Fantasy 1 through 6 are coming out on Steam and mobile. Again.
Yeah.
For the millionth time. Then there was a bunch of mobile shit. I didn't write any of it down because I don't care about mobile shit.
Yeah.
Babylon's Fall was an action RPG. It was fucking just chaos and nonsense, and I have no idea what was going on in it. Nobody else cares either.
I'm telling you, I couldn't be bothered to...
Didn't watch it.
Yeah, I couldn't be bothered. I watched it, and I was like, this is boring as fuck.
There's a new Life is Strange coming out.
Oh, I did. It's a remaster, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's also a new sequel coming out called Life is Strange True Colors. It's a whole new game, whole new story.
Excited?
I've only ever played the first one that I enjoyed, but yeah, this one looks kind of cool. The whole gimmick of it is instead of time travel, she has like super empathy. So she can see people's emotions and then read their emotions and their a little bit of their inner thoughts.
So you're just going to doubly make sure that they kill themselves.
Kind of, yeah. Or don't. Like, you can read into their thoughts and try to... It looks like there's some kind of mini game where you go in and try to, like, adjust their emotions. So it looks like you're going to, like, try to fix depression and anger or something. I don't know.
So you're Counselor Troy?
Yeah, kind of. It's a point-and-click adventure Counselor Troy game.
Neat.
But their whole thing is like modern teenage girl twee bullshit.
I identify with that.
The first one is really good.
Yeah.
The first one's a pretty good game.
I tried it. I'll try it again.
You gave up on it.
I did. Listen, it's too much talking.
Yeah, that's fair. And then the last thing was Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origins.
That's a lot of words that people know.
It's a Team Ninja action game. I don't know if you guys know who Team Ninja is. They did Ninja Gaiden.
Worms? Is it Worms?
Ninja Gaiden. You ever heard of Ninja Gaiden?
No.
The ultimate character action game. Button mashing, square, square, triangle, square, square, triangle, dodge, square, square, triangle. That kind of game. Gaiden is a fucking 3D action platform.
Den?
Yes. Gaiden is Japanese for I don't know what. Anyway, it's based in the Final Fantasy XII universe. Just a guy shouting, I'm here to kill chaos in the trailer. He says it like 20 fucking times in a 3-minute trailer. I'm here to kill chaos. And then it's just a action hack and slash type.
Is it voiced by Christian Bale?
No, that'd be cooler. No. Nothing about this game looked that fun. On to Nintendo.
There was nothing.
There's three things I cared about. Fatal Frame, Maiden of Blackwater. Yeah. Looks.
I know which one you're really going to talk about.
Fatal Frame. Fatal Frame is the scariest video game ever played.
Nope, I've heard that from a lot of people.
I own 1, 2, and 3. I've never been able to play them. I've gotten about 20 minutes into Fatal Frame 1 before literally pooping my pants and then eating my poop and pooping it out again.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
I don't want to play it. I've watched people play it and it looks terrifying.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this one and not play it as well.
Great.
Because that's what I do. I buy Fatal Frame games and never play them.
You got it.
Because I'm pussy.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah. There was a teaser for Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. They showed nothing new, really.
Wow.
Lots of jumping off of high things, and there's It's the best video game ever made. It's the sequel to the best video game ever made. I care a whole lot.
I don't know. I thought you'd be excited, but I didn't know that they had all.
I thought you would be excited.
I wasn't sure if they had already kind of teased.
They announced the game last year.
Oh, okay. Or well, 2 years ago.
You're not excited for Zelda?
I'm very excited for Zelda.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
I'm just sad. It's coming out sometime next year, and they didn't have much to show, so I doubt it's coming out next year. Is my problem with it. And then the thing I cared the most about at the Nintendo press conference is Metroid 5, buddies. A brand new 2D Metroid game.
Mm-hmm.
Metroid Dread, a.k.a. Metroid 5.
Was the last Metroid game any good?
I didn't play Fusion, which was Metroid 4.
Did people like it?
Yes. People loved it.
Then this one will suck.
Every Metroid game has been good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every 2D side-scrolling Metroid game has been good.
Oh, it's 2D?
Yes.
Oh.
I've said that like 3 times. It's the first 2D Metroid game in 20 years.
I wasn't listening.
It looks amazing. It looks fucking good. As a recent convert, like I hadn't played Super Metroid until like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's the best video game ever made, probably next to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Mm.
I love Metroid games. And it turns out Metroid is the best of the Metroid games. So I'm very excited. That's not true. Axiom Verge is the best of the Metroid games, but that's not important.
Okay.
Have you ever played Axiom Verge?
I feel like the stare between Michelle and I is audible.
So Metroid games, for people who don't know.
I mean, what a weird coincidence. We're both here and we're not like at each other's throats.
Go ahead and keep talking.
We act like we
Trevor.
Like each other. It's great.
I don't like this new dynamic between. I miss the constant bickering and like the verge of fucking just total meltdown.
I'm so tired that I just don't give two shits about him anymore.
I'm disappointed that you guys don't care about Metroid.
Let me look this up. I don't really know what Metroid is.
I'm so glad you asked. Let me explain to you what a Metroid is.
What is wrong with you?
So they're basically 2D
side-scrolling
platformers that are just mazes. They're giant mazes. And you get abilities, so you'll like find a door that's locked and you go around and search the maze until you find abilities to get other places. There's lots of backtracking. Fuck you both.
Oh.
Metroid is
It looks fun, but it's just old.
Well, there's a new one coming out that's not old, so go fuck yourself. How about that?
Pretend to listen and look.
Well, how about that? I don't want to walk you down the aisle anymore.
Fucking cold. That was really fucking cold. Did you hear that, Beth?
Everyone's gonna stop if anyone listens to this and go, wait, what? What did he say?
Was that not on the podcast?
No, you didn't record it yet.
Whoops.
I need you to leave. Fuck off. Leave your own house.
I never remember which parts of conversations are on the show
You should have recorded it, bitch.
It's all good.
Oh, my God.
Play it during Extra Life. I love watching you play games that I myself would never play.
If it's out by then, I 100% will try. The problem with trying to play a Metroid game for Extra Life is... Nintendo.
Nobody wants to watch it.
Tell your dad to start getting into Flight Simulator instead of Kerbal.
I'll talk to him about it. Maybe I'll get it for him. The game I played last year, Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh.
No.
I loved watching you play that.
That's a Metroid game.
Oh.
They're not all that pretty, but that's the style of a Metroid game. The big map where you're going back and forth and finding abilities so you can find new areas.
I installed it earlier this year.
I cried so hard.
Yeah, me too.
I played it for 5 minutes and turned it right the fuck off.
Because it was too sad?
No, because the music keeps repeating itself. While I thought the music was beautiful, if you keep repeating the same melody for the entire level,
I'm going to turn that shit off. I don't care.
Are you sure that wasn't an install problem? Because I don't remember the music being...
Yeah, it just kept repeating itself over and over. Like, I have a tendency to hear the same rhythm in things.
Got
and
it.
If it keeps going, it just starts annoying the fuck out of me.
So you just hate Jurassic Park because it's just...
DMCA Takedown.
That ruined it.
Counterintuitively, I think that's what makes that...
I mean, it's the best
whole score. Is
it's one of the best scores in movie history
ever.
It's okay. Yeah,
of all fucking human history,
right.
It's incredible. I didn't know who wrote the score. You know, fucking
John Williams?
Need to know things. You don't need to know
is that
things
John
to enjoy them.
Yeah, but he had no clue who John Williams is.
Eat shit. It doesn't fucking matter.
Star Wars? Anybody? Anybody? Star Wars?
Fucking
E.T.
Star Wars.
Superman.
Ugh. Look, there's a look. It's fine. There's only really.
See, this is where we start looking at him and we go, sus.
Do you want to fight?
Sus.
Do you want to fight?
Sus.
There's only two composers you need to know. John Williams and Danny Elfman.
I was going to say Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer's fine. Hans Zimmer's fine.
Is that
fine.
The guy from Die Hard?
Who? Danny Elfman? Danny Elfman's
I
from...
I thought Hans Zimmer was the...
What's this?
Was
What's
the
this?
Villain.
You no, that's Hans about... Gruber. Nice. That was good. That was close. But that was Hans Gruber. Danny Elfman, if anything sounds like this, or if you've watched the Tim Burton movie, that's Danny Elfman. He all the fucking... If it sounds like that, if it sounds like a fucking Calliope music, it's probably Danny Elfman.
Anybody listening to that, turn this off and go listen to
go listen to Danny Elfman
music. It'd be way
go listen to the Pee-wee's Big Adventure score because it's fucking brilliant, or the Batman score.
Are we going to talk about PC?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I don't have anything written down, so you'll have to helm this up.
Yeah.
I was wrapping up. I forgot about PC.
Yeah, sorry. I do have some from PC. That's what it's...
Hit it up. Right into the microphone.
The one that I really liked, and now all of these were kind of small. First off, I thought the PC gaming show was the more entertaining of the two.
So I should go back and watch?
Yeah, they had Mika Burton.
They really made it the best.
They
don't make it awkward.
We were saying how we were super excited for the PC gaming show because... 2 years ago, that was the best one.
Yeah.
They really... I personally like the games. They're indie.
Yeah.
They're not repetitive.
They're not fucking tryhards.
And they just have fun with it. So it was like Mika Burton. There was some like weird... Some like... they were acting back and forth. But overall,
it was cute. It had campy moments where...
Yeah.
It's a fucking stage show. What do you want?
It was entertaining. They didn't make it fucking... They didn't, you know, bring in an audience that are paid to cheer for your thing.
Yeah.
The one that I really thought you would like is a Silt.
Yeah. Okay. See, this wasn't on anything else. Yeah, that looks just like... Is that just the Limbo developers? Is that Playdead?
I don't know. It looks like... It looked like it was from...
So if I click on this, is it going to play?
Always pause it and take a look.
Whatever the Wandering Village is above it looks cool,
too. That's the other one. Those were the two I really liked.
Oh, yeah. That one looked really cool.
And the trailer was good, too, because it was like... It starts in one little area, and it kept like expanding out, and then all of a sudden you're on a... Dinosaurs back.
Turns out you're on a big fucking...
Which is...
Yeah.
Ark.
I mean, this game just... It's not Playdead, but it just looks like Limbo.
Yeah, and the trailer looked like Limbo. Like, there's a part where he's coming out of a giant silhouette of a fish's mouth.
You go into different... Like, you spit your soul out into different fucking animals to get around. Oh, you know what else this reminds me of? This is like, what if Limbo... What if Echo the Dolphin was Limbo?
Did that happen in Echo? I don't remember that.
No, but Echo the Dolphin was just a swimming game.
Yeah, I remember.
The swimming looks like Echo. Yeah, of course it was. But if you just played that very first level where you're on the beach and you could just jump out of the water, you just swim back and forth through the water and jump out of the water and do flips on the Sega Genesis, it was some of the coolest shit on the Sega Genesis, just that opening level.
That's about as far as I got.
Yeah, that's yeah. I put in codes to get to the end of the game.
Pretty much, literally
all just H.R. Geiger alien art. It's like looks like it's fucking stolen from the movie Alien.
That was back in the day where my brother and I had a Sega Genesis, and you actually had to mail letters to the developer to send you codes back.
Yeah,
that's how old we are.
Yeah.
Um,
fuck, I remember
ramen. I thought it looked cute, but it was kind of like overcooked. So
oh, there were like I think 4 or 5 soup cooking games.
Yeah, there was one that was actually, it looked like it was VR, and I skipped past half of that summer game show.
In dodgeball, there's a dodgeball game, and I don't remember thinking that I would like playing the game. I just thought the artwork was cute. A lot of shooters, a lot of similar things with that.
Was it the dodgeball game that we played 1 minute of?
No, it was different.
Good, because if she thought that artwork was cute, I was going to kick her right the fuck out of my house and never speak to her again, because that game had the worst fucking art style I've ever seen.
I remember Icarus was kind of interesting. But anyway,
I don't know. It was LGBTQ ball.
I did a horrible job taking notes.
Well, you didn't even take notes. You're just looking at
your phone.
You're looking at Steam.
This is what, back in the day, this is what I did. I would come in with, like...
Back in my day, I used my computer in my pocket to do...
I came in with zero prep.
Fucking got a page of notes.
Well, I used to write everything down, but this year was just so fucking boring.
I would say, as a whole, all of them were... For having 2 years... Like, they had the year that... up to when they could have had E3 last year. And then, I mean, really, I understand we had COVID and some of that probably affect developing the games, but...
Well, most developers had to...
They could do some of that from home.
Okay. They did all of it. That's the problem. They had to completely restructure how game development worked to be... everybody was working from home, and you're used to like 3 people sitting here or 100 people sitting in the same room, like being able to bounce ideas off each other instantly. And now they got to wait on fucking Slack message replies and shit. So I bet it really like, and collaboration, I'm sure lots of fucking problems were solved in just brainstorming collaboration sessions that are just gone now, you know? So who knows?
Right. But I just guess I figured that there would be a little more.
Yeah,
content and meat to what they were going to give us. But as a whole, I was happy to see it happen. I don't know. Next year, I will pay better attention. I think we were just out of it, and then they kind of really chunked it up weird.
The whole weekend was weird.
I didn't even know that it was happening.
Yeah. I knew it was happening because
YouTube
she kept reminding
me of it. And it's like, hey, did you know this was happening? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, of course I knew. but I was very excited to see that Psychonauts 2 is coming out in like 2 months.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I never even made mention of there's a Payday 3 coming out.
Oh, yeah, there's a Payday 3 coming out.
Yep. That's all that really needs to be said.
I own Payday 2. I played it twice, and I never got into it.
I think it's my third most played game.
That's bananas to me.
Wow, fourth now. No, it's good. It's like a puzzle game.
I know what
it's
is. I've played it.
Puzzle game. Like,
it's a multiplayer shooter.
Meh.
Boring.
I mean, you like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, but it's not.
Okay,
I don't
know. That one's too much information versus like everybody needs to be perfect and do as I do.
Yeah, and that's fair.
Which is my kind of thing.
That is fair. You guys got any parting notes? I guess I should have saw if I had any emails. I doubt we have any emails.
You have an email? No, you don't have an email for me because I'm making it still. But I figured, don't read it. I want it for.
Colin probably won't be back for a couple.
Well, great.
More
that
weeks.
Gives me time to re-listen to your podcast from last week because you had.
Yeah, we skipped.
You
a lot.
Had. You had some. You said some stuff that I wanted to note on, and then I couldn't remember.
Uh-oh. What did I say? What? How bad was it?
I was a little peeved at your. Whole thing about the girl who had explained herself, and then you're like, well, she's a what was your word that she was I can't think of the word you use, but bland
cunt.
Basically you made a comment on her looks, and I want to be like,
that wasn't me.
That's
I never saw a picture of her. That was Colin.
You know, he called her homely.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's why she doesn't feel like she explained herself, because you're like it doesn't matter what she looks like. You had all of this like point, and then you're like, but she's got this homely picture up. Okay, fuck her.
No, I think you missed the point. The point is she was explaining that she wasn't going to explain herself anymore. Like, just shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear your explanations. Just shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Not one person. You're explaining because you want to hear yourself talk. Ugh.
Why the fuck are you both looking at me? I have no fucking clue what either of you are talking about.
You should listen to my show once in a while.
Do you have something to say, Colin?
No thanks.
Colin, pipe in on this.
I barely like being a part of it.
Say stupid a few times and then we'll make sure.
Stupid.
Thank you. You guys got anything else?
No.
Thank you for listening.
Having us.
Thank you for listening to the Loud Neighbors E3 special. Ben, thanks for coming on.
This is stupid, and you've made a stupid choice for listening.
Mimsy, thanks for coming on.
Of course.
It's always
fun. Hopefully again next year. Maybe this will go on for a few more years.
I mean, if they don't do E3, they'll at least have whatever Keeley's doing, so we'll at least have something to talk about. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to the used to be annual E3 special while I look for the stop button.
Our first annual.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. Hold on. Why are you opening Cortana? Fuck. Goodbye. Fuck.